Hello. Shallow.
Hello? Ambush?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're here. I'm here.
Fiancés? It's Thursday. Is everybody there?
I hope so. Because, I mean, we showed up. It'd be terrible for us to show up and then not be there.
It's like, true.
That would absolutely suck.
Well, I mean, it would. Yeah.
Especially during the fun drive. Like, don't you know, not be here
right.
During the fun drive.
Right. Like, the fun drive started this week.
Yeah.
Spring fun drive.
Yeah.
Today's our first day of getting a chance to, getting a crack at it, as they say.
Yeah. Pick another day to play hooky.
Are you with us? Do we have you? Are you here? It's a beautiful morning.
It is.
It's nice. A little cold, but it'll be fine. Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I will talk to myself.
I was making
then.
Adjustments to the earphones there. Okay.
Okay, we got a text, and these are the kind of texts I like to see. We're here. Wallets at the ready. And this is what I'm talking about.
That's dope. That's dope.
Our peer-to-peer page is up. You don't have to go to that. You should.
Yeah.
If you do donate in any way, though, do let them know that we sent you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, you know, the way that we're going to really crush it this go round. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. It's the 10th anniversary, Ambush,
this
of X-Ray on the Air.
This is absolutely huge.
That's humongous.
Yeah. Milestone.
Big, huge milestone. We're going to give you all the sweet deets in just a second mm-hmm. on what today means when you give.
Right. Right.
Different things for different days, different matches, different prizes,
mm-hmm.
giveaways.
I think, what if we told them, if you don't give to, like, directly to our peer-to-peer, just let them know you're a fiancé.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good work.
10 years. A lot of things don't last 10 years.
So true.
Yeah.
Do you think that Elon Musk will own Twitter for 10 years?
No, he's going to get bored.
Well.
What's he going to do after the election? What's he going to do? What's he wanted for?
Did you hear what happened this week?
I did not.
Well, it's a good thing that you tuned in to News with My Fiancé.
Front row seat.
Yeah, my Elon, you know, buying Twitter and making it a disinformation machine.
Mm.
That's my theory, that he is, that's the point.
Chaos
the point
billboard.
Is to make it, yeah. Is to have taken it from what was the way that people were able to follow news real time,
yeah.
breaking things,
yeah.
getting actual information, is now, you know, anyone can pay to be verified. And so a lot of lies and fabrications happening over there, right?
I like that theory. When you first... I feel like you said something about it early on when he was talking about buying it. You're like, wait a minute, what's the goal here? And then you reintroduced it, the hypothesis,
mm-hmm.
to me a couple of weeks ago. And man, I was scratching my dome, like, whoa. Because it's been very, especially now that we're in the post of it, like the, you know, we're feeling the effects of what he set out to do, and it's extremely effective. You don't know who is who,
right?
And then because the timing was that he was going to give people their blue checks back, people that were previously verified,
so. Right? It was we've done a weird, you know, every blue check goes away until you pay for it,
right?
But then the people that were verified, the, you know, celebrities and journalists and businesses, like corporations, were like, oh, I'm actually not going to pay for that. Yeah.
Keep your check, bro.
You can actually keep it. I don't need it. People actually know I'm LeBron James. Like, yeah. You know, that it just.
I'm surprised he didn't offer like a different color check. Like,
I'm also shocked by that. You know, yeah.
Check.
Well, it couldn't. Yeah. Yes. Nobody wanted the check. The people he wanted to keep the check didn't want the check. They said, no, thank you. But all the folks that wanted access to that and the bots and the
scammers. And
the, yes. Every.
Follow me and make $1 million a week. Get your LLC.
Forge coin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those bros and gals.
So it turns into this hellscape, you know, not that it wasn't that before, but in a different way. It is complete and total disinformation at all times. Then there's community notes, but that is community notes.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the community, you know, and all the while under the guise of free speech, we are then reintroducing, you know, very loud white supremacists back onto the platform, very loud conspiracy theorists that their conspiracy theory rabbit hole always ends in white supremacy. They're right back, you know, our good friend Alex Jones.
Unbelievable.
Back on the platform there.
Do you remember having like a moment of relief when you heard people got kicked off of different platforms? It was like, oh, whew. Trump got kicked off of Twitter. Oh, Alex Jones, they seized his account. Like, did you ever have that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they both definitely had very large followings on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And, but I also am like,
they're going to just go to the burner.
I mean, hello. There's this strange thing that we're like acting like that means anyone actually left it.
Right.
You know, right. Elon this week was, or maybe it was last week, I don't know, was like, it was shown that one of his burners was actually his. And he was like pretending to be his son. It was the weirdest thing. It was like, it doesn't matter. My point, this week, they tried to roll out. This was the clunkiest thing in the world. They tried to get rid of Twitter in the way that get rid of the word tweet off of the platform. We're not using that no more. This is X, okay? X.com. So they took Twitter.com out of any URL and replaced it with X.com. So if you typed in something with Twitter.com, it would change the Twitter.com to X.com, which if you're looking at me puzzled.
Yeah.
And I get it. But say there were something like Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
You could buy the URL netfly.com. Or netflytwitter.com, and it looks like netflix.com in the URL.
Mm.
To which someone did and was like, this page has been bought to show you that this could be a phishing scam. Do not follow these links, you know? Like,
what?
Because it literally, it was netflytwitter.com. And in the URL from Twitter, it shows up as Netflix because of the x.com. It's a phishing scam, like just handed a phishing scam to scammers on a platform that already has every scam going at all times.
So he fired everybody, huh?
It just,
he's just, it's just him in the boardroom talking to himself.
Literally a feral animal in there chewing wires. That's him.
like a rodent.
Yes, just in there chewing wires and then yelling at sometimes, you know, carrying sinks around or whatever it was that he did.
Speaking of disinformation, we got a text. Good morning, fiancés. The peer-to-peer donate page is found on Stapled Sounds page under Friday shows. You're welcome.
Rudo?
XOXO Rudo.
You know what?
Rudo, you can see her face right now. She is not pleased with you.
I'm big peeved. And I infiltrate. And I'll see you tonight, bud. We'll have a chat about this. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a chat about it. Speaking of a chat about it, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
We're doing a live thing tonight.
We are doing a live thing.
Ambush, can you tell me all about it? Because I don't know anything.
A podcast has no name. We'll be discussing horror movies, horror comics, horror books. And we will be featuring for the first time, friend of the show, Scott Baio enthusiast, Rudo of Stapled Spine.
One Jack Rudo.
The Rudes. Rudes will be joining us, along with the homie Megan. She's been in a couple of shows, a couple previous sessions.
Yeah.
But this will be live from Rose City Comics right here on Mississippi at 5:30. I'm really excited about it. It's my favorite comic shop. It's my home comic shop.
It is your home comic shop.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Definitely going to be in there kicking it.
I'm very excited. I don't have anything to offer when it comes to any horror comics or books. Mm. Not the kind of books I read or read, you know. Get me all super scared. Do love a scary movie, though. So
oh, yeah.
Real happy to chime in once.
Oh yeah. Oh, we got Michelle.
Good morning.
Good. Don't let them cut Street Roots budget by 80%. Morning, Michelle.
Ooh.
80%.
Okay. See, the week's been too long. I've missed something. Michelle, are you ready to come be our producer?
Jeez.
What?
You're like, yes. I meant those guys.
Yeah. What? Okay. Well, more on that in a bit.
Okay.
And come on, what are we even doing? I don't even need to know the actual news. Just stop. Why are we so willing to fund things that don't make sense and not fund the things that are absolutely necessary? Jeez, oh my word.
Very effective. Like, come on, man.
I have
know
one,
why.
Yeah, you know? We definitely know why.
Yeah.
I have one piece of housekeeping, as they say. This is family business.
All right.
My mom's birthday and my aunt's birthday are the 9th and 10th.
Back to back.
Back to back.
You should find that song.
And so I just want to say, you know, a very big happy birthday to my April babies.
Hey, hey.
Happy birthday to my Cher Bear and to my Mama Pat. And my Aunt Frimmy's birthday is coming up on the 23rd. So look at me, doing all the things. Giving nice. All the birthdays.
Nice.
I love y'all so
Happy
much.
Birthday, family.
So real quick to finish the Elon thing, it's a fishing nightmare. It is the possibilities were pretty endless. Oh, Michelle said Street Response.
Oh.
And yes, keep making that mistake. yes. Okay. Let's do that one more time. Good. Don't let them cut Street Response's budget by 80%.
Boom.
Morning, fiancés.
Boom. It makes sense how you can mix it up, though.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Also, both incredibly necessary programs that have precisely. To be here that are definitely needed. Yeah. Elon's making everything worse.
Is it possible, like you hypothesized before, that there also is a plan to this, an evil plan that we just don't see yet?
To the fishing thing?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Why not? That's a way to get people's identities and, you know, all sorts of stuff. Like, maybe it isn't something that he specifically needs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, We got friends in high and low places.
He's like, hey, I can buy your identities. I can lease them.
Well, he already has them.
Jeff Bezos, guys.
Yeah, homie. Like, he's got access.
You can holler at Jeff.
I just mean, there's got to be something.
Yeah.
Because now, to be fair, I do not believe that he is smart.
Right.
So I think it's also possible that he would have no idea that by doing this, that could happen.
But the person that he's asking to execute it, they know, and they're having a ball.
Either that, or they're trying to tell him. Because I honestly believe that the way that we have seen this shake out, his employees were like, hey, yeah, I know that you get to make all the decisions, but you're about to break the whole thing. You're going to break the thing. You're about to break the entire thing. But if you, it's broken. Like, I think that people were, you know, doing their level best in a weird power dynamic with a billionaire, you know, who's also their boss. But this is the point of the free market. I don't know. Like he gets to just do it. These are, you know, like, I bought this thing. I'm just going to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's bad news. I don't know why he would want it to become that. But I know that the more we just are sort of stripped from certain norms on the internet,
right,
the quicker it becomes 4chan, you know? I mean it. Tell me Twitter's not becoming...
No. That
in some way, it you know, is. Like
I was laughing about you saying that staff person was telling Elon, but you're going to break it, put it down, you're going to break it. And I started thinking about Killface's son. It was like, nope, just push it right off the counter.
Push it right off the counter. It's like a cat. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to, we'll keep our eye on it because that is, there's got to be a thing. I don't believe that anything just accidentally happens
right
over there. that's not the thing. Oh, anywho, gosh. We got a bunch. Let's not yawn into the mic.
Talk about what we're going to talk about.
You know?
Sorry, guys.
Get it together.
It was.
Are you excited to be here?
I am.
It is the first day of our fun drive, sir. Okay. You want to sit it up?
No, I mean, you're right. It was an earlier morning than I intended, is all.
It's true.
Yeah. How'd you get so bright and bushy-tailed? You didn't have your coffee yet. What's going on?
It's true. I have had no coffee.
Yeah, you're zooming,
I already drank my water. It's gone. I'm ruined for the rest of the show.
Ruined.
I don't know, ambush. I didn't sleep. I think that might be it.
Yeah. All right.
But I didn't, like, get up, you know,
right,
like you did. You got up and you started doing stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Got a couple of stories today.
Yeah.
In local news, the police keep dropping the ball and blaming the DA.
Yeah.
And
that's so Portland.
At some point, we got to be for real.
That's so Portland.
Letting the old violent, what should be known to be violent folks, dropping them off at the hospital. And then giving them citations and not arresting and taking them to jail. And then being like, well, my hands were tied.
Right. Sure.
What was I to do?
You were playing Candy Crush.
Let's not blame it on Candy Crush. You know?
You're right. That's just New York cops.
True. Man, they are like caught in 4K too. Just standing around, swiping away. It's unbelievable. Anyway, in Washington State, our good sister state. Is that our sister state? Or just our like border cousin?
I like sister state better. Please don't call it a border cousin. that does not sound good.
Doesn't sound good. Well, over there, I don't know, what is the right? Is it Rambo? Like
Sly Stallone? Classic? Rambo.
I just pull the trigger once and every bullet that could be loaded just comes out. Is that a Rambo moment?
Oh, yeah. One could also say Frank Castle. Yeah, so Frank Castle. You don't want to implicate. Okay. All right. All right.
One could not. Okay.
One could not.
One could say Betsy Johnson, but they could not say.
Okay.
Frank Castle. Okay.
I apologize.
Thank you.
That was a little insensitive.
Very. And I'm glad that we're. I've accepted the apology. Okay. We can move on. High capacity magazines. That's what they were doing over there. Selling Rambo mags. What, like, I don't know what the B was about to be. I don't know. Bucks?
Yo, they.
But that's not what I meant.
They went bananas.
So there was a ban. The ban was lifted for a very short amount of time before the Supreme Court or the appellate court said, let's put the little kibosh on that for just a sec. Yeah. Let's figure this out first.
Pipe down.
We'll talk about that. And then in national news, Arizona put its right foot in, it put its right foot out, and then it set both of its feet on fire. And then they shook it all about, I think. I don't know. Abortion ban, schmushmortion ban. Who wants it? Not us, said the Republicans. What?
We're so for it. Sigh.
This is also, I'm going to link this somehow back to Elon Musk and Twitter or X.com. Mm-hmm. This whole fake free speech thing that he went on and why he spent $44 billion for an app has helped empower people to believe that they're smart when they're not. And that they're right when they're not. Because they just are out here yelling and then there's like these bots that agree or, you know, whatevs. This was not apparently a Republicans, like elected Republican officials' agenda, supposedly, in Arizona. So it's like some citizens that are like, let's make this happen. Let's make this abortion ban real.
They went off script. They went a little too wild for the
Republican
leadership.
It worked.
What?
And the Republican leadership was like, not on my watch. I just talk about it, guys. I don't actually. Whoa.
I need my mistress to be able to get an abortion, man. You guys got to chill out.
Because here's the thing. What they definitely know is that women actually want to be able to make decisions for themselves.
Yeah.
Anyone who can have a baby should be able to make decisions for themselves.
Yeah.
And their body.
I was about to say, and the baby.
I mean, well, and this whole idea of like, you know, Lindsey Graham is out here talking about the science is clear. A baby can feel pain at 15 weeks. And if you don't go away.
Lindsey Graham talking about is the end of the sentence for me.
Yeah.
True. I usually just, okay.
True.
Turns into Charlie Brown.
Well, so we'll talk about the Arizona kerfuffle, as they call it. Arizona.
Bob said, some experts on space travel say that for the first people who go to Mars, it will be a one-way trip. So when is Musk going to Mars?
Soon enough.
Right?
Sadly, I think he also knows that.
Yeah.
You know, like he's ready to, he's willing to continue to send rockets into space that, you know, our tax dollars subsidize. Did you know that they don't have to pay for rocket launches?
Yeah. Must be nice.
Did y'all know that they don't pay for rocket launches? The Bezos and the Musk?
The Muskies.
They just.
Must be nice.
They just don't. They just get to like ruin our environment all the time, and then for freezies and funsies, and then we, and then we're like, no worries, I got the bill.
It's on me, guys.
It's on me.
Because you know, you guys are billionaires. You shouldn't have to worry about
paying
for your rockets to go.
Shouldn't have to do any of that.
I wonder how much those cost per launch on Ev.
Oh, I bet we can find out.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man. All right. I promise I'm going to come back from this break. I'm going to be rip-roaring, you know?
Raring.
I'm
ready to go.
You ready to raise $3 million for our daily goal just for the show.
For us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going down.
News with my fiance.
It's 10 years, bro.
How can 10 you... years, $10,000 in the next 10 minutes. Let's go.
10, 10, 10, 10.
Across the board.
Oh, nice. Welcome back to News with My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. We are in the fun drive.
Fun drive. 10 years, baby.
10 years, 10 minutes, 10 bands. Let's do it.
Let's go. Our peer to peer page, don't go to Stapled Spine right now because
Stapled Sound.
Terrible. Yeah, sound. One, Jack Rudo is trying to subvert our donation. Our win, if you will.
He is a menace.
He's a society.
And to be clear, guys, Rudo is not just a friend to the show. He's become a friend in real life. And we're so, so happy to be able to spend this afternoon with Jack over at Rose City Comics. But like, how long have we been on the air? Is it 3 years? Going into four? It always seems weird when we're like, we look at an old show docs. But I think it's like 3 years.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And the station's been around for 10. Prior to us being on the air, I think I've been with the station maybe another 2 years. Mm-hmm. The experience, the things that we've experienced, just like, let me tell you guys a little thing. Huh? This station has been integral in me becoming part of the community here. For sure. Like, after moving here in 2016. Being a part of this.
It was just me.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Oh. No, please continue.
Okay. But yes. because of listeners and viewers like you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been absolutely amazing. And I'm happy to have been a part of it so far. Looking forward to continue on with the station and see what big things we accomplish next. But like, we appreciate every single listener, all the volunteers, everyone that comes out to the X-ray events, people that have been, you know, monthly givers and subscribers, sustaining donors for all this time. We appreciate you. Like, please understand that. And it's not just about getting free socks and hats and hoodies and things of that nature. Like, we genuinely appreciate you. And the dollars that you donate to us, they really, really help in just keeping this motor running. And again, 10 years, that is past proof of concept.
Hello.
This is turning into Legacy Radio.
Hello.
And I'm Sharon. Did we hit 10K yet? I can't keep talking.
Nina hasn't let us know. We don't have an update yet. So, you know, it's just probably just way too busy fielding every single.
That's what it is. She's inundated. You know, she's
it's what the fiancés do.
Yeah.
They show up, they show out.
Yeah.
And hopefully I get a hoodie.
Oh. Wait, didn't you get a piece of apparel that I didn't get last time?
I did get a t-shirt. I did. I love it when we both get things, and I don't mind it when it's just me.
Oh, I bet you don't. I really bet you don't. Hey, you know what's sinister about this, ladies and gents? Depending on what the piece of apparel is, we will rock the same size.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I have yet to have the opportunity to wear that X-ray shirt.
You've had nothing but opportunity.
I don't even know where it is. That's a
YP, not a MyP, you know? That one's on you, bud.
Wow. Please do not call me bud.
Okay.
The rest of the show.
I'm sorry. I don't know where bud came from. Should I apologize to Rudo, too? I don't know.
Never apologize to Rudo. No.
Well, I don't know that I like that.
Rudo has earned it.
Well, that is true.
he tried to take our donations.
He did. And let's just say, you know, so that everybody understands, I may be looking for a hoodie, but you may be looking for some bigger, better, brighter moments.
Okay.
This is a multi-day one, so you don't have to give today. You should give today.
You should give to now.
Anyone who has given today, Monday through tomorrow, Friday, is entered to win a 1 month pinball machine rental to have in your home.
How am I going to get that in my house?
From what? Well, that's the thing. It's from Wedgehead, and this includes them bringing it to you and them setting it up.
Shut up.
Showing you what to do. You get it for a month. It's over $400 worth of fun directly in your home.
And it says here it's the Lord of the Rings one.
It specifically, it does. Yeah. It does.
Lord of the Rings pinball.
Here's the, I think, man. If our good friend Megan is listening, who we will be with later, if she, I think this is,
yeah, this is your get, moment. This is how you get Megs involved.
Yeah. This is your moment.
Yeah.
We have a goal for X-Ray as a station of $4,000 today.
Okay.
As news with my fiance, $10,000.
Sorry.
And what are you doing?
It's not 40. We usually multiple, we usually go, you know.
I need you.
All right.
To stick with me, okay?
All right. I'm by your side.
We had a 10K, 10 minutes,
okay.
For 10 years.
Okay.
And you went 40.
I went to our 40-minute goal. I jumped ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Okay.
Reel it in and do play that next, you know? Right now. Anyway. There's going to be events all summer. There's going to be all sorts of things for you to get involved with us, with your other DJ friends, with your other X-Ray volunteers and staff.
Boom.
Starting with, though, our 10th birthday party next Friday at Polaris.
Who's even ready for that?
You can get tickets right now. It's the birthday bonanza.
Yeah.
Huh? We'll be there, I think.
Next Friday?
Definitely. We'll see.
Yeah.
Got
him. I'll be out of town.
Ambush left me. So,
but you'll be repping for the squad. Squad, squad, squad.
Can't believe you're leaving me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll do that.
Turntables await.
We'll do that off air. The turntables await. Yeah, just a... Gotta go be a traveling DJ. Gotta go do fun stuff with my friends.
Wow. You are my friend that I do fun stuff with every Thursday morning here on X-Ray FM. Plug.
I hope that the face I just gave you translated as Stanley from The Office, because that's how I feel right now. All right, I'm jumping into it because in Kelso, things went down Monday, and I think it's important to talk about because there were a lot of high capacity magazines sold in a very short amount of time.
It's ridiculous. Just absolutely ridiculous. Go ahead.
The legal battle over high capacity gun magazines in Washington State, where a Kelso gun store owner made headlines for selling hundreds of magazines in just 90 minutes after the ban was temporarily lifted. On Monday, a Cowlitz County judge overturned Washington's ban on high-capacity magazines, deeming it unconstitutional. Seizing the opportunity, Wally Wentz, owner of Gators Custom Guns in Kelso, dubbed it Magazine Day and sold hundreds of magazines to eager customers. However, the state quickly intervened, obtaining an emergency stay to reinstate the ban pending further legal proceedings. Wentz, who claimed a significant loss of 30 to 40% of revenue in the wake of the ban, is behind the court challenge to Washington's high-capacity magazine ban with the help of the Silent Majority Foundation.
Who are these blokes?
In Eastern Washington. A post on the gun store's Facebook page said that the store was adjusting their hours to stay open longer.
Oh, wow.
And that it would be open daily, all caps, until we get told we can't sell mags again. Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson, emphasized the importance of the ban, stating it saves lives and is crucial in addressing mass shootings. Despite the initial ruling in Wentz's favor, the battle is far from over. A hearing is scheduled for April 17th with a potential escalation to the state Supreme Court. Meanwhile, supporters of the ban, such as State Senator Patty cut it herb, argues it's a matter of public safety and does not infringe on gun ownership rights. Others, like Robert Shentrup, whose sister was a victim of the Parkland shooting, school shooting, are concerned about potential rollbacks in gun regulations. There is zero reason that we need high-capacity magazines being sold just to anybody. Just to them, just regular old sits.
I mean, way to take advantage of the frenzy around it, right? Like, do extended his hours. I am curious as to how many he sold.
Hundreds.
Were they sold, like, was this, like, how could you even get the sales off? Was it online? Did you bring in more associates? Was it like
right.
a magazine bonanza? Like, what was happening?
It sounded like chaos. He said that people were calling and they were there. And it was, I know for certain. He said one of the questions, or, you know, people were saying, how many can I buy? And he was like, how big is the limit on your gold card, sir?
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name again?
Wally Wentz.
Wally is something else. You see what Rudo said?
They're having a high capacity magazine drive at my kid's school to go to summer camp.
We're not going to make it through the show this afternoon.
Nope.
We're not going to make it through the show at all.
We're going to get to intros. So, you know, that's it.
As many as your gold card will allow, huh?
Yeah.
And then what?
Well, and then you're stopped, bud. And come back tomorrow if you can, you know?
So I wonder how much...
Get another credit card.
I wonder how much this is going to roll into reselling. Because here's the thing, right?
Oh!
You're buying tons of magazines, right? You literally don't have the bullets when you're buying. Like, if it sounds the way it sounds, people are buying, you know, dozens of these things. And then what? You literally can't afford the bullets to fill all these magazines. So you have to have reselling in mind for this, especially because, again, it's banned. And I wonder how much, what's the markup? What's that going to look like?
Right. Dang it. There's no website for Gators Guns. There's just a Facebook page. So I was trying to see if, you know, there was any sort of price.
Right. Wow.
They have a meme on the page that says, oh boy, how many more dead children before we replace this sign with this sign? And the sign to replace is all weapons are prohibited on these premises with a guy holding a rifle that says, staff, heavily armed and trained, any attempt to harm children will be met with deadly force. So, yeah.
This is why we need video, because the scowl, which I just delivered to you.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
What are we? P-Town popped up.
Good morning.
Pop morning, fiancés. I believe that twit bought X for the war games of it all.
Yeah. Yeah. So the high capacity magazines, there's no reason, no actual reason. That's not a self-defense situation. That is not hunting.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't infringe on your gun owning rights.
No.
To not be able to buy something that, like, probably just shouldn't exist, but
this, yeah,
is the kind of thing that, like, is used in war. That is not a, just keep that in
domestic
mind.
Domestic situation.
Yeah, thank you. That's the word. That's a domestic situation.
I'm squinting and I'm like, there's zero application other than wanting to cause mayhem. That you need
mayhem and mass casualties.
Right. Like you're never hunting with these situations. Like, never with high capacity back. No.
One of the things that gets me is the idea that being able to own a gun also means you can own a tank. You know, it's like.
Right. And bazookas.
Yeah. Like, don't infringe on my rights to have weapons of war. weapons of mass destruction.
Because I want to be prepared for the war. Where do you live?
Where do you live? Talking well, about? And also the civil war that y'all be talking about ain't never gonna happen.
Speaking of which, we got to go see the movie.
I don't know. They went in, man, disappointingly. Used footage from Andy No.
Did you guys know that?
One known propagandist.
Plagiarist.
Thief.
Thief. Yeah.
Liar.
Knee trembler.
Yeah. Using footage that's likely not even his, you know, and
crediting
it to him. Crediting it to him. I don't like it.
Yeah.
They also thanked, you know, a few other incredibly
problematic people.
Not just problematic, but like true extremists, far-right extremists, you know, Holocaust-denying kind of. And like,
way to go, Netflix.
There's just too many. There's too many words that are losing their meaning. You know, like saying someone is an extremist. That's part of the other thing that works on Twitter. Everyone's you know, the far left, and they're calling Joe Biden the far left. So then, if you're like, maybe don't shoot homeless people, then you are, you know. All the words that they don't even know what they mean. You're a Marxist, communist, socialite. Anyway.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what you even want that for. Like, what are you doing looking at the... Why are you getting footage from those people? Those people, like, this is a person who... Once a milkshake was thrown on him, he was like, you know what? Jail. Bring the SWAT.
Everybody's going down.
Everybody.
Everybody's going down. The maroon.
But, I mean, that's not the worst part about Andy now. I mean, the worst part is the propaganda that he spreads and the white supremacy that he loves to uphold.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue. And the violence against... people who are trying to protect their city from fascists.
Right. Just
still kills me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it just still absolutely boggles the mind. That people are like, that Antifa, I can't believe them. I would never. Like, do you know what you're saying? Do you know that you're like, I am
pro-fascist?
Pro-fascist? There's no middle line. There's no neutral.
Zero.
You don't get to like sit the fence on that one. You're either for it or against it. You don't have to necessarily act in the way that other people act, but you're either for or against it. And if you are against fascism, even allowing that kind of chatter to be around to get legitimized, we can't do that. We've done it, but we cannot continue.
It's happened.
I mean, it's where our discourse is. Our discourse is in this strange place where you can literally be like, the Antifas are coming to, you know, be the fascists. Excuse me. At some point, y'all got to know the words, what the words mean that you're using, the things that you're so upset about. At some point.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
But you're out here looking wild and don't care.
I wish there was a way that we could make them donate to our peer-to-peer page every time they used words wrong. That they were, you know, but about things that they're not like, oops, and slipped up and said the wrong word. I mean, you know, Marxist, communist, socialites. When they do that. We got to... A text. No, Andy. loves it's too early in the morning to throw up and not be pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely fair. Are you going to do a music break or you want to roll into the next story?
Oh, no. You can do a music break. We can definitely do a music break.
While we're at the music break and you guys are tapping your toes, head on over to our peer-to-peer and spend some of them dollars.
You know what I'm saying?
Drop some dollars for us.
Tap your debits. Tap ATM. Tap Mac.
So that Nina can say, hey, Morgan, thank these people.
Yeah.
Let's get Nina to work.
All right.
You know?
All right. It's going to be a short break, guys. Coming right back at you. So get on it. We are back. News of my fiance. What's the fiance?
Tight. You tell me.
I don't want to tell you.
It's the fun drive. We making up words, baby. We do what we want. We do what we want. Pay that man for making up stuff.
Oh my God.
Afonso?
Is yeah. that
tight.
Welcome back to News to My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Join the conversation. Choose to text at 971-220-5979. That is 971-220-5979. And text Morgan personally at 5.
Whoa! Oh, wow. Wow. Okay.
Oh. That'll learn you.
You're right.
It did.
It did. The heart was attacked. You know? Sheesh.
Man, if I had the donation number memorized, I would have done that. That'd have been good. Snuck that in there.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Yeah.
How about you give us our local story, local, our Portland, Oregon story?
I will. And P-Town. Oh, Michelle says Fonts means bold.
Okay.
Well, so, yeah, I'm not making stuff up.
News with bold.
Yeah. Okay.
With my bold.
Yeah, my bold. Okay.
No, you are making things up.
No.
That just worked out for you.
No, shout Michelle out to knows. Michelle. She knows.
She's just making it okay for you. That's what fiancés do. We take care of each other.
That's true. That's true. That's true support right there.
Yeah.
Okay. In local news, PPB cutting corners and cutting killers loose. No surprise there. A disturbing pattern has emerged around Abel Nister, the man accused of violently beating an elderly man to death on Portland's East Bank Esplanade. According to court records obtained by KATU News, Nister was arrested just 2 weeks before the fatal attack of another random assault. For another random assault near Portland State University. Remind me to mention the kid on the skateboard. On March 5th, Nister allegedly approached a man near Southwest 6th in Harrison, making unusual remarks about dogs before launching a violent attack. The victim suffered multiple injuries, including a busted lower lip, and reported the incident to PSU police. Officers later found Nister wandering in traffic, exhibiting erratic behavior, and making troubling statements about mushrooms and warfare. I wonder if I've seen this person before. Despite this alarming episode, Nister was released on citation after being cited for his alleged crimes. But 17 days later, tragedy struck again. Witnesses reported seeing Nister chanting disturbing phrases as he repeatedly punched 70-year-old John A. Garcia on the head at the East Bank Esplanade. Despite efforts from bystanders, including a private security guard and firefighters, Garcia succumbed to his injuries. Nister was swiftly charged with second-degree murder for the fatal attack on the Esplanade, and additional charges related to the assault near Portland State University were filed later. He is due to be arraigned on Wednesday morning for the PSU incident. This isn't the first time Nister has faced serious allegations. In a separate incident in 2015, he was accused of maliciously killing his brother's dog using a hammer, a knife, and a shovel. Nister allegedly confessed to the brutal act, citing frustration over the dog's barking. Despite extensive efforts, authorities were unable to locate the dog's remains. As Nister's murder trial looms, questions linger about the handling of his previous encounters with law enforcement and whether more could have been done to prevent tragic events that unfolded on the East Bank Esplanade. This is a Schmidt Show.
Oh, Ambush.
What? It's not?
It's my understanding.
That's what they say on the PDX reel.
That is what they say.
And that's, you know, that's community news.
Nope. Nope. Oh. No, no. No. No.
Community reporter?
Nope. Aggregator. Literal Yahoo.
Community fabricator.
Community fabricator.
Yeah, literally Yahoo.
Like, go to bed. Y'all, this is one of them. This is one of the ones that they will absolutely do their level best to use. And it's my it's my understanding that when this person had the PSU attack or attack at PSU on, you know, a random stranger, they found him wandering in traffic, muttering, yelling, and they took him to a hospital and gave him a ticket. And the thing is, in 2015, when he's, you know, in court for allegedly killing his brother's dog, which he was then convicted of, his defense attorney was like, this is not a serial killer or a,
right, true violent. In the making. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a, hey guys, that's not what's going on over here. And that might've been what was going on over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think some would disagree. Many would disagree at this point.
A couple of texts. One, if only he was selling cigarettes.
Yo, when I saw that text, I was like, ow.
Another one is ambush broadcasting long enough to become the villain. Yes.
Nice. Excellent Batman reference. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Day made. I want there to be, you know, a recognition here, an acknowledgement of the fact that violence from white or white presenting men somehow does not appear to be a threat to the community from police.
Your community at large, right.
Just absolutely not even a threat. Like, goodness. Hey, man, I'm going to go ahead and drop this guy off at the hospital. I don't know if we didn't look into who he was and what had happened previously, you know? I can't be certain because they're not going to tell us if they did or didn't.
Right. They're certainly not going to tell us.
No, because either way, they made the mistake of just leaving that person at a hospital and giving them a ticket. Because actually, physically, like, attacking someone is not like a measure 110 kind of offense, which, you know, everyone's supposed to be all excited that the police will get to decide if you get a ticket or if you go to jail. And imagine who gets the tickets and who goes to jail.
I mean, history of violence here, right? And again, they want to tell you that the remedy for all of these things is more cops, bigger budgets. It'll make us safer.
It's the only way it'll work.
Uh-huh. Given the opportunity, this is how they conduct themselves.
Right. It's an absolute show. But that's the thing. Like, I, you know, this is going to be the kind of thing that then gets, blamed on any other part of the system. And right. The fact of the matter is this, the buck stops right there with the cops.
It stops where it starts, bro.
Right.
Right there. Right. How many there. Opportunities have we seen the police take to become judge, jury, and executioner? And now all of a sudden it's, we don't have any options.
Literally every time they want to.
Right. Right. Makes zero sense. Complete. So, yeah, I again, this person has a history of violence and also a history of mental health issues. For sure.
Definitely. Definitely. You know? I mean, there's never been a time in my lifetime where killing and torturing animals didn't mean that there was another thing to look at.
Also, you know, also another key indicator, being in the middle of the street talking about mushrooms and warfare. I want to say that person needs some assistance.
Just a touch.
Yeah. And, you know, I know I'm not a medical professional in that field, but like, I'm going to say, yeah.
Another text from P-Town. Maybe PPB can come up with a new dance. We can call it Let Dangerous People Out on the Street. Nothing new for them. Can we all remember when there was a mister stabbing folks on that dangerous TriMet Max? I mean, again, I say, threats of violence from white or white presenting men is not apparently a threat. It's completely fine that that person was threatening and trying to assault black Muslim women that day.
Right.
A black woman previously or earlier in that week.
I do wonder, what is so disarming about seeing a fellow white man
themselves?
Yeah. What is so disarming? What is in seeing that they're like, but it's there's something that clicks. It's like, it's not as bad as you guys are making this out to be. Let me just have a conversation with them.
It's seeing themselves. I'm not joking. It's seeing themselves. That's what happens. I think that might be natural a little bit, but then if you are a trained law enforcement officer or a trained public servant, there should be more than just your feels of that looks like my brother.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Because, and my point, Ambush, is that we recognize certain things when we see people, right? And right. So maybe it's the, I know I wouldn't do this thing, so this person maybe isn't as dangerous as they're appearing right now.
Okay.
However, what does your experience tell you in these moments? And your training in these moments? I don't know. My experience is different, I guess, with people that
don't look like you.
That look like this guy.
Yeah.
My experience is different. My radar is different. My senses are different. But to the point of the text earlier, if, you know, only that guy was selling cigarettes, maybe this would be a different situation.
Man.
Except it wouldn't if he, because he's not black.
Man.
Or Latino or indigenous, you know?
Yeah.
There's certain level of melanin you're just going to have to answer for.
Yeah. That's the offense.
You're going to have to answer for that.
Hey, buddy.
You're walking
around with a significant amount of melanin.
I can't tell what's going on over there. But what I do know is I don't like it.
We're going to do something about this.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So Nina has not told me yet that there's a whole bunch of money coming in. So
what's that happening?
I'm unsure what's going on here.
We do have some thank yous, though.
Well, then.
Yeah. From some overnights in this morning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. First, our overnights and very early mornings. Let's see here. Thanks to Tracy F, James A, Ari B, Joel K, Mark W, Rob H, Tech C, and Carlos. Nice.
And shout out to DJ Nate, because those are going DJ into Nate DJ Nate.
Boom.
Nate.
Boom.
Mm.
Oh, so thank you, Nina, for marking the competition.
Indeed.
And from the last hour or so, thanks to Sam C, Kenneth C, Malcolm M, twice.
What?
Nice.
Okay, Nina's on the job, guys. Okay. Y'all are on the job.
Yeah.
Number one, thank you. I'm sorry. This is a moment that I need to say. We did not know that you were making moves and that Nina was also making moves. I'm so sorry. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Michelle said,
keep them rolling.
It's almost like the police are absolutely useless for crime prevention.
Almost.
By design.
Oh, Michelle always coming in to let us know, to remind us. It is not broken. It is working the way it is intended.
Hello. Hello.
And this is why we are to be married. You know?
Betrothed.
Yes.
Man.
Okay. Also, thank you for $1.07 from Jack Ruta. Again, we will not make it through tonight's 1 hour. What is it? An hour? Is it an hour and a half? What do we do tonight?
It's an hour and it's going to go quick.
We're not going to make it through. We will literally just make it through intros.
What are you doing?
Because I'm going to talk about $1.07 for at least a solid 6 minutes. Because that is a horror movie. Come on.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for the $1.07.
I am going to give him 93 cents. Anywho.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to make it to Arizona?
I think so. We got one more text. Oh. Just wanted to say I didn't know how to access the peer-to-peer page, but apparently my note of news of my fiance repeating over and over and over got played across. Why, thank you.
Yes, that.
Oh my gosh. We're going to get that link in our Instagram.
We'll get them in the Instagram, in our own pages. Instagrams. Yes. We'll have some stories going up.
So definitely make sure, you know, check out our Instagram, News of My Fiance, and then Portland Morgan and Scambeezy.
That's us.
Yeah. We're going to, you know, do some fundraising. We're going to drive some funds, you know?
Spring fund drive.
Baby. Hey, hey, hey.
Am I rolling into it?
Are we doing
a music break?
I can't remember where it's a music break time, isn't it?
Do that.
All right.
We're doing great over here today. Raising those funds. 10,000. 10 minutes. 10 years.
Boom. And we are right back at you. News of My Fiance, Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Choose a text at 971-220-5979. That is 971-220-5979. Also, we are in the fun drive. Go to xray.fm. There's a donate button. Hit that. There's also a huge banner on the front page to join the fun drive. We got some goals today. And we didn't hit our 10,000 in 10 minutes. And I'm not sure who exactly to talk to about that.
Yeah.
But.
But there, you know what?
There's still time.
Stretch it, you know?
Okay. All right.
10K okay. in 10 minutes times 4.
All right. Okay.
You know?
All right. Yeah.
Or something. That
works
for
me. That works for me.
You can also get tickets to X-Ray's birthday bash because 10 years, baby.
Boom.
So.
Boom.
Hit the peer-to-peer.
Bam.
Everyone who gives today or tomorrow or previously gave this week are all entered. Does not matter the amount of money you give. Are all entered to win a 1 month pinball machine rental from Wedgehead. Come on. It's going to your house.
It's going to your house, bro.
They're delivering. They're setting up. You're doing nothing but clearing the space.
I expect an invite.
And inviting Ambush. So, yeah.
Did you want an update from Nina?
I do.
Okay. We are at $588 for Thursday right now.
Ba, 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 ba.
Hello.
You know, it's not even 9 a.m., friends. $4,000 goal for today. X-Ray's goal as a station. Ours as your favorite show on X-Ray.
Boom.
Is $10,000.
That's it.
Today.
We're not asking a lot, guys.
Not a lot.
We're not. We've actually knocked it down, you know? Usually we go a little high.
You started in the millions.
It's
this
true.
Morning,
it's
so,
true.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
We want to thank Rob H. It's got to be for Joe Ball Long Distance Call show. Coming all the way from the UK.
Come on, let's go.
International support.
Okay.
Come on. Carlos and Sam for Dope Mix Dave. Sam says, soulful house music feeds my soul. Thanks, DJ Surround. Kenneth became a monthly member. Oh, so that's why I couldn't figure out the peer-to-peer. I said, news of my fiance, news of my fiance, news of my fiance. Gotta love him. Thank you, Kenneth. And thank you for Malcolm. Thank you to Malcolm for renewing his membership and getting a t-shirt.
Malcolm.
That's our Malcolm.
That's our Malcolm.
Oh, Malcolm.
And our Kenneth.
Yeah.
You know? Fiance's out here doing it right.
Doing things. Doing right. Things.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to get into this. I'm going to get into this story because we don't have a whole lot of time left.
Okay.
And then I'll let you get to the text. Yes?
Yes.
Because it looks like things are happening.
Amazing text.
Okay. Arizona Republicans are befuddled, beloved. I will be as quick with this as I possibly can, but it is kind of a long one because it's a confusing situation. Ready?
Because Republicans.
In Arizona, a recent legal decision regarding a 160-year-old abortion ban has sparked intense political debate and unexpected responses from Republican lawmakers. A century-old law has been thrust back into the spotlight due to Arizona's abortion ban. While abortion opponents celebrate the court's decision, Republicans face mounting pressure to reconcile their conflicting positions on reproductive rights. In recent years, the legal and political landscape surrounding abortion rights in Arizona has undergone significant shifts. The overturning of Roe v. Wade in 2022 by the Supreme Court ruling paved the way for states to revisit older abortion laws. This led to obstetrician Eric Hazelrig and I don't know how to pronounce this. Yavapai County? County Attorney Dennis McGrane, with support from conservative groups, initiating legal action to revive Arizona's 1864 abortion ban. The Arizona Supreme Court's decision to uphold this ban with a 4-2 majority has intensified the political turmoil. Democrats in both the House and Senate attempted to repeal the ban following the court's ruling. However, their efforts were met with staunch resistance from Republicans who blocked attempts to bring the repeal bill. I don't know why I can't do that. Up for a vote. Tensions ran high in the legislative chamber, with the Democrats expressing frustration and outrage at the opposition's refusal to reconsider the ban. Governor Katie Hobbs condemned the inaction, calling it unconscionable, and criticizing Republican legislators for failing to act in the face of what she views as a harmful law. Meanwhile, the decision of the Arizona Supreme Court justices has come under scrutiny. Four justices voted in favor of upholding the ban, emphasizing the court's limited role and suggesting that the policy matters should be decided by citizens through legislative or initiative processes. However, Chief Justice Robert Brutinel and Vice Chief Justice Ann Timmer dissented, expressing concerns about reverting to a territorial era abortion statute and advocating for leaving the decision to the people and the legislature. Notably, all seven justices were appointed by Republican governors, underscoring the partisan divide around the issue. In a surprising twist ambush, this is the moment. Arizona Republicans, historically known for championing abortion restrictions, have denounced the reinstatement of this 160-year-old abortion ban by the state Supreme Court. The ban permits abortions only to save a patient's life and lacks exceptions for rape or incest. Quote, "This cannot stand," said Matt Gress, I don't know, a Republican state representative. "I categorically reject rolling back the clock to a time when slavery was still legal and we could lock up women and doctors because of an abortion." Who said this?
Right.
Similarly, Republican state Senator T.J. Shope expressed disappointment, emphasizing the need for a modern solution that aligns with the views of Arizonians. Even Carrie Lake. Mm-hmm. A Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate and staunch Donald Trump loyalist called for immediate action from the state legislature to address the issue. And now, I want to be clear. All of those people said yay, hooray, when Roe versus Wade happened, fell. Like, when they said no more no more. We're going to make this a state's issue.
Right.
They were like, yeah, high five. Finally, we're on the right track. Now it happens in their state and they're like, whoa, Nelly.
Slow down.
I will not have it.
Mm-mm.
Critics argue that Republicans' sudden reversal reflects a broader trend of trying to appeal to moderate voters while maintaining support from the anti-abortion movement. However, many activists view this as a desperate attempt to distance themselves from an increasingly unpopular policy.
John says, and they were speaking in tongues in the courthouse before the Supreme Court ruling.
No, they absolutely were. I don't know if they understand there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, but they absolutely were, hands on the state seal, praying in tongues.
Oh my gosh.
Before. Quite the sight.
John also said, good morning, checking in late. Hey, John.
Good morning, John. There were a lot of things that were legal in 1864. One of them was slavery. One of them was just, you know, performing a lobotomy.
Right.
Child labor, domestic violence. Like, there, why would we be, I do not understand the impulse, the reactionary impulse to go backwards to a time when I do understand there were people that were what we would call winning. Yeah? There were winners then.
Yeah. Yeah.
They could, there's a sliver. It's a sliver of people that won. I don't want to be in a time where you can, like, drill into my brain, but if I want to not be pregnant,
to release that hysteria. That female hysteria.
That female hysteria.
Michelle. Yes, Michelle says, also, I too miss how to actually get to the peer-to-peer page so I can properly renew our fiancé vows.
Yes.
We got up in there. All right, yes. So we got a text.
Thank you.
So I'm taking y'all up to the mountain with me this morning. Sorry I can't send funds, but I'm sending it, BB. With y'all.
Nope.
With y'all. Thanks. Blake. And then Blake sent us a photo.
Whoa! Are we snowboarding today?
Look, I think it's skis.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was snowboarding at first, too.
Monitor.
Come on, Blake.
Yes, Blake. Go shred.
Right?
Is that what it's called? I think.
Yeah. It is called shredding.
Yeah, man.
Shredding is not.
Yeah, that powder. Yeah,
that powder, there it is. He's like, okay, how do I send you some? I lost my old X-ray t-shirt.
Oh, no.
Need another.
Yes. Got to get a new one. So if y'all go to xray.fm,
mm-hmm.
there is a banner that says Spring Fun Drive. When you click on that, there are some buttons, some big blue buttons, one of which says Friend of X-Ray Fundraisers. That is a list of all of the peer-to-peer pages. We are there. You can search for us. You can scroll for us. We have not put... This is a... we currently have a goal of $300, but that is the default. So later today, we will get in there and certainly make it $30,000.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we know that you guys can do it.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. John said, in Arizona.
Arizona.
Was not an actual state until 1912.
Exactly. There are so many things to talk about with this particular thing. I want to know. Like, I need someone to explain to me. I'm sorry, I also got distracted because Nina said, if we can perform lobotomies, why can't we lobotomize our wounds? Oh man, hilarious.
That's cutting edge.
That, I'm giving you all the applause right now, Nina. Backcountry skiing. So cool, Blake. That's really cool.
I gotta add Blake into the contact.
Skinning up. You're giving us too many terms. That how am I gonna remember any of this? Yeah, so it wasn't a state until 1912. It was a territory when it was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. We can't do any of that aborting. Why would we go back to that?
Right.
It is 2024. Every single time someone is like, what would the founding... Who cares?
Who cares what they would do?
Who cares?
We have evidence of what they have done, and it's not good.
That's the thing. Why would we continue to listen to people that owned people and thought it was a good idea? Because right. money. Like, nah. Unqualified. Unqualified to be a part of today's discourse.
Yeah,
period. They would not be around.
Mm-mm.
They wouldn't be founding much except for, like, you know...
More slavery.
Silent Majority Foundation or whatever that was called. Or
right.
Moms of Liberty or whatever. That's what they'd be founding.
Silent Majority Foundation.
I mean, on their website, the backdrop is the We the People. And so I always am like, the entire aesthetic is always the same. There's the Constitution that they've never read.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part.
But they're here to protect our constitutional rights, but only for a few people. It's born out of necessity, government overreach.
Speaking of interesting graphic design, did you want to, before we check out, did you want to discuss the blue wave, the blue tsunami?
Y'all.
Maybe we post that on our page, on our Instagram.
I'll definitely put it in the stories. I'm not posting that on our page. I will put it in our stories. And I will actually do it this time.
Y'all.
I saw this morning, you know how like the, and maybe you don't. I am chronically online. There's the joke that the right can't meme, which they can't. They're just like, conservative humor isn't humor. It's just like stereotypes, right. You know?
Which they find very humorous.
I mean, they think it's hilarious. Yeah. It's just like not. We were supposed to have humor, you know? We were supposed to have that. But now the centrists and the blue no matter who's are going for no blue wave, not this time. Mm. We want a blue tsunami, baby.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. No.
Joseph Robinette Byron. Creating tsunamis. Is it going to happen?
Just stop. Stop it. Stop it, y'all.
Is it going to happen?
I don't think so.
I don't either. Not a tsunami. But yeah, that's the, I'll get that up there as soon as I close my laptop over here.
All right.
I'll get right to it.
Want to thank everyone that tuned in this morning.
Every single body.
You know?
Everyone who donated. Everyone who's about to.
Yeah.
Everyone who's waiting until they get paid tomorrow.
Hello. Yeah. Do that and then make sure you're hitting our peer-to-peer or, you know, fiance.
Yeah, just keep saying fiance. Yeah,
that's
you know,
all.
Nina's going to know.
She'll know. She's on top of it.
Give it the NWMF,
yeah.
You know?
Hello.
You just say Morgan. No, that's not going to do it. You're going to have to say Morgan Jones or DJ Ambush.
Yeah. That's all.
Maybe that's what we'll do next time. Next, for the next fun drive, we will... Who's your favorite fiance?
Wow, I'm losing that.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, easily, bro.
Can't wait to win.
Yeah.
Let's definitely do it.
Okay, today's show was made possible by Morgan Jones and myself, DJ Ambush, and our amazing podcast editor, Kyle G. I am adding the songs to the playlist. Thank you, Kyle, for always throwing that in the comments there, in the description, rather. And remember, man, don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. And none of us are free until we are all free. Morgan Jones, what you got there?
Shout out to Blake. Not only out there skinning up.
Hello. Look at you using the terminology.
Okay. And doing the backcountry skiing. Also becoming a monthly member. How'd you do it? How did you do it? And shout out to Brooke for giving. For donating. We love you, boo.
Boom. Boom.
Oh, wait. There's more.
What happened?
I just want to say that Jack Rudo.
Oh, gosh.
At Stapled Sounds deserves your pennies, not your dollars, because he is a thief. He's trying to steal our donation. I will not have it. I'm going to find a way to subvert.
We're on your roots.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you so much for listening.
Love you. Bye.